From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, speaking during a congressional hearing, explained that he has no information to support President Trump's claim that former President Barack Obama wiretapped Trump's New York City residence.
No individual in the United States can direct electronic surveillance of anyone. It has to go through an application process, ask a judge. The judge can then make the order.
So President Obama could not unilaterally order a wiretap of anyone?
No president could.
James Comey also confirmed that the FBI is actively investigating Russia's interference in the presidential race and if there's any links between Mr. Trump and Moscow. The U.S. Senate holds its first confirmation hearing for Neil Gorsuch, the judge President Trump has picked to fill a long vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Trump nominated Gorsuch to fill the seat once occupied by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who died early last year. Republicans blocked former President Barack Obama's pick for the same seat, a fact that Democratic Senator Dick Durbin told Gorsuch has not been forgotten.
Your nomination is part of a Republican strategy to capture our judicial branch of government. That is why the Senate Republicans kept this Supreme Court seat vacant for more than a year.
Republicans countered that Democrats would have done the same if roles were reversed, and that Democrats are objecting to Gorsuch solely on ideological grounds.
Iraqi troops have entered an area around Mosul's symbolic mosque, and while Iraqi officials say the government troops have made gains in Mosul, militants are ruthless in the fight for survival. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and a large Iraqi delegation to the White House Monday for talks aimed at further coordinating efforts to defeat Islamic State extremists in northern Iraq. As the meeting opened, Mr. Trump praised Iraqi government efforts to face down the extremist group and then told the prime minister that he had hoped to discuss the vacuum created when IS fighters seized control of large swaths of northern and western Iraq in 2014.
I want to thank you very much for being here. Great respect for you. I know you're working very hard, and General Mattis and General McMaster and Rex Tillerson have all been telling me that you're doing a job. It's not an easy job. It's a very tough job. Your soldiers are fighting hard. I know Mosul is moving along, but Mosul was ours until we left.
Mr. Trump also raised the issue of Iran and its nuclear ambitions, questioning why his predecessor, President Barack Obama, signed a nuclear agreement with Tehran that lifted a long-standing Western trade embargo against the Islamic Republic. The Trump administration has released its first weekly report documenting the failure of some local law enforcement agencies to help federal immigration authorities apprehend undocumented immigrants. From January 28th to February 3rd, the report says local police failed to honor 206 detainers issued by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. A detainer is a request that local law enforcement hold on to individuals who ICE believe are subject to deportation. During that week, ICE had issued 3,083 detainers. 10 jurisdictions failed to honor 157 of 206. 50,000 Haitians will have access to quality health care for the first time after modern new hospital opened Monday in the isolated and impoverished Côte d'Ivoire region. The Bishop for Health will serve those who until now had to travel for hours on rough roads for treatment. The new hospital was a project of the nonprofit charity Catholic Medicine Mission Board. U.S.-based group Mercy Health contributed $2 million for a construction cost. A plane that was carrying more than 20 people has crashed in the South Sudanese city, causing some injuries but reportedly no deaths. South Supreme Airlines, which operated the plane, said all 21 people on board were safely evacuated after the plane crashed Monday. David Rockefeller, the philanthropist billionaire whose family name is the very definition of American capitalism, died in his sleep Monday at the age of 101. The former head of the Chase Manhattan Bank was the last grandson of the legendary 19th century founder of the Standard Oil Empire, John D. Rockefeller. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.